Headlines this hour. Brazil says isolationist policies against Iran over its nuclear program are not wise. A former top Pakistani intelligence official says the terrorist Rigi group was formed by the US to destabilize Iran. And Australia sends a police team to Tel Aviv to investigate the fraudulent use of its national passports by an Israeli hit squad. Hello everyone and welcome to the news here on Press TV. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has urged the international community not to push Iran over its nuclear program.
It is not wise to push Iran into a corner. It is wise to establish negotiations. I have said publicly that I want the same for Iran as I want for Brazil, to use the development of nuclear energy for peaceful ends.
Lula da Silva was speaking before a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Wednesday. He reiterated Brazil's support for Iran's nuclear technology for peaceful means. Clinton's trip to Brazil is aimed at winning support of Brazil for new sanctions on Iran. Brazil has so far condemned the growing Western pressure and called for a negotiated settlement to resolve the standoff. Brasilia has also supported an IAEA proposal to provide Iran with enriched uranium for scientific purposes. Well, for more on this, we're joined all the way Michael Gravel, he's a former U.S. senator. Welcome to the program, sir. First of all, to begin with, what explains a policy that ignores hundreds of Israeli nuclear warheads but is obsessed by a far-fetched possibility, and I state possibility, that Iran might have the intention to make a nuclear bomb?
Obviously, a very prejudicial foreign policy. And I want to applaud the president of Brazil for what he's doing, because he's really ripping down the shroud of bias that exists not only with the United States, but with the influence the United States forces upon the NATO countries and the other members of the Security Council in its discrimination against Iran with respect to nuclear enrichment. And of course, Iran is doing nothing illegal. And what is signaled is what the president of Brazil has just said. They similarly want to go forward with an enrichment program, they don't necessarily want to have weapons, but they want to be able to enrich uranium so that they can go forward with a nuclear power program. I personally disagree with the nuclear power program, but that doesn't make any difference. What we're doing is wrong and prejudicial to the best interests of the global community. And so I really applaud Brazil speaking out and joining with China in this regard.
Well, Israel has always been speaking about attacking Iran, and it has demonstrated its intention through the many war games it has performed. What does this show, and how should such moves be dealt with vis-a-vis international laws?
Well, what you want to do is, of course, deal with it through the United Nations, but you can't deal with it there because of the Security Council, and we, by and large, control the actions of the Security Council, except for Britain and, of course, China. And thank God that they have kept a leveling influence on that. So, no, it's just unfortunate that American policy, which I think is an error, basic error in this regard, has misled the world in this regard, and you're going to see more reaction to this. Brazil's stepping forward now in the face of Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, visiting Brazil right now and being told to her face that American policy is wrong, and of course it's prejudicial because, as you pointed out, here Israel, who has gone to war several times, and of course Iran, which has not gone to war except in response to a war instigated by Saddam Hussein, has not gone to war for 250 years. Iran is no threat to anybody in this regard. That they choose to support interests like Hezbollah and Hamas is their prerogative. We support organizations which really should be determined as terrorist organizations but have not. We have the Contras in Central America, where we went through that whole terrible charade. Our policy is really very, very wrong, and the sooner we were to correct this, the sooner we could have a rapprochement with Iran, because I personally believe that Iran is a natural ally of the United States in what influence can be brought to bear on bringing peace in the Middle East and in the Central Eurasian continent. But, of course, that's a long way away. We would have to change our policies, and I would hope that Iran would change its policies and become somewhat more democratic than it has been.
Well, we have to be optimistic about that anyway. But you spoke of influence. Many believe the U.S. is more influenced by Israel than influencing Israel with regards to Middle East policymaking, and in particular with regards to Iran's nuclear program. Now, why does the U.S. follow such isolationist policies, as the Brazilian president put it, vis-a-vis Iran's nuclear program?
Well, I wish it were isolationist. If it were isolationist, we would stay out of the Middle East, but we're not. We're deeply involved in the Middle East. We give Israel about $3 billion a year. $2 billion of it is with military aid. So, we're deeply involved. And the reason for this is obviously the influence that the Jewish community in the United States has on the presidency, has on the Congress. And this stems from the conduct of the Second World War, where the United States turned a blind eye to the Holocaust as it was going forward, and so this guilt, and now the Jewish community, which is a very influential community in the United States, is asserting its power both on the Congress, and they do this through the money that they have that's used in the course of political campaigns. And so this power is overwhelming. There's no member of Congress that could stand really in the face of this power and survive politically.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks to Mike Gravel, former U.S. Senator from Washington. Now, moving on with the news, a former Pakistani military intelligence chief has accused the United States of being behind the creation and training of terrorist groups in the region. Ahmed Gol said Washington seeks to destabilize the region through supporting groups like the Pakistan-based Jundullah terrorist group. Gol also said U.S. intelligence agencies attempted to use the terrorist group to foment unrest in Iran. He accused Washington and its Western allies of plotting to strain ties between Iran and Pakistan. Iranian intelligence agents arrested Jundullah ringleader Abdulmalik Righi in southern Iran. Righi's terrorist group has claimed responsibility for deadly terrorist attacks in Iran. Now, the United States is to deliver 1,000 laser-guided bombs to Pakistan to help the country's Air Force crack down on insurgents on the Afghan border. Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly says Washington is selling the arms in response to an official request from Islamabad. Pakistan is also to receive new F-16 jet fighters in the coming months. The new delivery comes 1 month after the U.S. sent 1,000 more of MK-82 bombs to the country, which is already fighting pro-Taliban militants in the volatile Afghan border region. Now, Australian police is getting involved in investigations on the assassination of a top Hamas member in Dubai. Australia's federal police has now sent a team of officers to Israel to probe the misuse of Australian passports by suspects in the assassination of Mahmoud al-Mabhouh. The team will interview three Australians with dual Israeli nationality whose passports were apparently reproduced and used by the suspects. The three claim to have had no involvement in the assassination. According to Dubai police investigations, 27 suspects have been identified and are hiding in Israel. The probe blames Israel's intelligence agency Mossad for the crime. Media reports have also revealed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave the go-ahead for the assassination. An international tribunal in Spain has condemned Israel for human rights violations against the Palestinians. The Russell Tribunal on Palestine has also criticized the European Union for aiding Tel Aviv. Express TV's Rosha Mohamed Saleh reports from Barcelona.
The verdict was damning. The Russell Tribunal on Palestine found that Israel had broken international law by committing grave human rights violations against the Palestinians. And it found that the European Union was complicit in Israeli crimes by failing to take action against Israel and by giving it military, diplomatic and economic support.
Closure of the borders of Gaza Strip and restriction on the freedom of movements of its inhabitants. Prevention of the return of Palestinian refugees to their home or land of origin. Given the discriminatory nature of these measures, since they are based inter alia on the nationality of the persons to whom they are applied, the RTP finds that they present features comparable to apartheid. By pursuing a policy of targeted killings against Palestinians, whom it describes as terrorists, without first attempting to arrest them, Israel violates the right to life of the persons concerned.
The jury found Israel guilty of subjugating the Palestinian people through military attacks and the occupation of their land, by refusing millions of Palestinian refugees the right to return to their homes, and by collectively punishing them through the economic blockade of Gaza. But they also reserve their ire for the European Union.
The EU and its member states are therefore under an obligation to react in application of international law to prevent violations of peremptory norms of international law. By failing to take appropriate action to that end, the EU and its member states are breaching an elementary obligation of due diligence pertaining to respect for the most fundamental rules of international law.
The tribunal is now calling on the EU to tear up its trade agreement with Israel and to stop supplying Tel Aviv with weapons. And it's urging EU member states to arrest Israeli war crime suspects if they step foot in their countries. The Russell Tribunal on Palestine's rulings are not binding, and many of its members fully expect European politicians to simply ignore its findings. But in the event that happens, they're calling on ordinary European citizens to put pressure on their elected representatives to do the right thing. Roshan Mohamed Saleh, Press TV, Barcelona, Spain.
And it's time for a short break here on Press TV, but a recap of the headlines this hour. Brazil says isolationist policies against Iran over its nuclear program are not wise. Former top Pakistani intelligence official says the terrorist Rigi group was formed by the US to destabilize Iran. And Australia sends a police team to Tel Aviv to investigate the fraudulent use of its national passports by an Israeli hit squad.